Okay. So today, friends, we are reading from the 5-Minute Disney Pixar Stories book. This is the 10th story in the book, and it is from Brave. It is called Merida's Challenge, and it was written by Cherry Gosling, and it is read today by Mommy and Philip. Are you ready? Yes. Here we go. Merida's Challenge. Merida couldn't stop laughing.
You three wee bairns think you can climb the crone's tooth?
The crone's tooth was the tallest mountain around.
Only the biggest and bravest people have climbed it, including me,
she continued.
Don't even try.
Harris, Hubert, and Hamish scowled. Now, do you remember who Harris and Hubert and Hamish are?
They're kids.
They're her little brothers. They're triplets, which means they are three boys that are exactly the same in their age and their size, and they were all born at the same time, okay? Let's see. Of course they would give it a try. They were big and brave, too. They had to prove it to Merida. Now, as they stood at the foot of the towering rock, Harris and Hubert weren't so sure it was a good idea, but Hamish was ready. He'd show Merida! They gave him a boost, but he struggled to find handholds in the slippery rock. A little way up the rock, Hamish was standing. Oh, a little way up, the rock Hamish was standing on fell away. He was left dangling by his fingertips. And I do want to encourage anyone out there who likes to climb rock walls to do it safely, right? Okay. Harris and Hubert hurried to fetch Merida. They found her in the castle and told her what had happened to Hamish at the crone's tooth.
Oh, no, cried Merida. What have I done? I didn't really mean you should try to climb it yourselves. Come on, we've got to get Angus.
But Merida was so worried, she couldn't think straight.
Where are my arrows?
She cried to her brothers. Luckily, Hubert was one step ahead of her, and he tossed them to his sister. When they got to Angus in the stables, Merida was still worried that they wouldn't make it to the crone's tooth in time to save Hamish.
I'm all thumbs, Merida said. I'll never get this bridle on.
Harris quickly helped his sister get ready to ride. Do you know what a bridle is? I'm so glad I asked that question then. So when you have a horse that you have to ride, you typically would have a saddle, okay, that you would sit on. And then you need to have something to help the horse know which way you want it to go. And that is what is called a bridle. And it fits over the horse's head and around their neck so that the horse knows, oh, they want me to go this way or they want me to go that way, depending on how you will pull on the bridle. Okay, it's kind of like a horse's steering wheel. It's another way of putting it. Soon they were galloping towards the crone's tooth.
Faster, Angus, Merida urged. Faster!
Hamish was still hanging on when they arrived, but barely. He kicked the wall, trying to find a foothold. Something blue caught Merida's eyes.
Wisps! I should have known!
She called out to her brother,
Hold on, Hamish! Please, hold on!
Merida scanned the trees around the clearing.
Quick, Harris, Hubert, gather as many fallen leaves as you can. I have an idea.
Soon, they formed a large pile under Hamish. Merida looped a rope around her waist and knotted it tightly. She tied the end to an arrow. Stepping back, she sent the arrow flying high over the high branch of a tree. Then Harris hurried to fetch the arrow from the ground and tied the rope to Angus's saddle. Okay, so do you see what she's done here? She's sort of making herself into a little bit of like physics are at work here, friends. She's made a pulley system. So she has shot the arrow. She's tied the rope around her waist, shot the arrow over a tree branch, and now Angus has the other side. Harris is sitting on Angus, and he's got the other side of the arrow, the other side of the rope. So watch what she's going to do.
Angus, Merida said, walk up that hill. The branch groaned as Angus pulled the rope taut. Everyone held their breath.
So, do you know what the word taut means?
Mm-hmm. It means tight. Yep. Uh-huh. So now he's pulling hard against the rope and she's going to get lifted up. Watch. The rope began to hoist Merida into the air. Fragments of rock pattered down as Hamish began to lose his grip.
Just a wee bit longer, Hamish, yelled Merida. Ignore those wisps.
Finally, Merida was high enough to grab her brother.
I've got you,
Merida laughed, hugging him tightly.
Angus, you can start walking backward now.
Angus slowly lowered Merida and Hamish over the pile of leaves. When she was sure it was safe, Merida dropped Hamish on the leaves. The rescue mission was a success. And it was a success because she had, what? A horse and some brothers to help her.
How brave you all were, Merida said to her brothers. You, Hamish, for hanging in there so long, and you, Harris and Hubert, for being so calm and reliable all the way through the rescue.
But the triplets had one more thought on their minds. As the wisps flew away to cause mischief elsewhere, the brothers crossed their arms and looked at their sister.
I do want to say one more thing. Do you remember what the wisps were?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know if you did or not. They're these little blue, they kind of look like puffs of flame or something, right? Or maybe ghosty type flames. And they're blue, and they kind of look like little people. I'll post a picture of them on my Instagram, friends, so you can see. But whenever Merida encountered them in her movie, they almost always led to great sorts of troubles. So I think that when she saw the wisps causing her brothers to go climbing up that scary mountain, she realized, uh-oh, these wisps are trying to cause mischief. And so that's why she was in such a hurry to get the boys down and into safety. Okay, so here we go. As the wisps flew away to cause mischief elsewhere, the brothers crossed their arms and looked to their sister.
Okay, okay, said Merida, laughing. I promise I won't question your bravery again.
And that, friends, is the end. And I think she did the right thing by telling them that they were brave, because when you are in trouble and you keep your wits about you, which means you don't start to get too worried and panic, that is brave. And they were very brave by helping save their brother. Mm-hmm. And that is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.